You are listening to Adagio Fits, Clarissa Explains It All. This is podcast number 2, The Three Minds We Own. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in to our second podcast. I really am looking forward to what we're discussing today, and I am so grateful that you are here. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast via the box on the right, or you can put adagiofit.com/podcast into your podcast app on your phone or wherever you find podcasts. Awesome. Okay, so subscription. Next thing, did you guys love our last episode about getting to know who we are and our business? I now want to know more about who you are. So if you could leave a comment below the show notes and let's start a conversation. Tell me who you are, where you're from, why you're tuning in. And if you ever have any questions about our podcast to that specific episode, you can leave a question in that comment section, and it is my goal to always get back to you and therefore then help you out. Sound good? I think this sounds awesome. So that's just right below our show notes, and if you are tuning in via an app, you can find those show notes at adagiofit.com/podcast/episode 2. All right, so today I want to chat with you about a concept that I learned from a dear mentor and my past therapist, Dr. Dan Daly. I adore him. I credit much of my life progress to him. And I actually credit the fact that I'm still alive today to him. And he is a pinnacle part of my life. Okay, so did you know we have 3 states of mind? We have a reasonable, also known as the rational, the emotional, and the wise state. Nature and nurture are both included in how, why, and when we use each mind. So let's discuss each mind and then open up our discussion, and you can find a diagram of this concept in our show notes for those who are like more visual like me. The reasonable mind. So the reasonable mind is all about statistics, logic, past experience, and research. So when a mentor of mine that I had was young, his father taught him that men and boys do not cry. It was the end of World War II, and there was still a strong possibility that the next generation would have to go and fight in another war. So this mentor's father that I had raised him to not cry, and he told him it was a sign of weakness, and he taught him how to be stoic, which is another description for the reasonable mind, which means void of all emotion. So as my mentor grew up and got married, he was taught humbly by his wife, we love good women and good moms and wives, that emotion is good and essential to growing a marriage, and but that plays into all parts of life. And my mentor realized that he couldn't even say I love you without void of emotion. Like, he could say I love you, but he would feel no love. So this rational mind uses cause and effect thinking to guide our life. All right, so the second mind that I want to teach you about is our emotional mind, and it's separate from rational. And our emotional mind plays on anxiety, fear, anger, sadness, happiness, all of those emotions that we feel. Now, I have a perfect background in this mind because I live in it, and I've lived in it for almost 30 years, and I pretty much let it control me for that long as well. So the emotional mind is kind of self-explanatory. Emotions run your life. Growing up, emotions dictated everything that I did. how I felt when I put on new clothes. You know, when I thought about going to that dance at school, I would think about how I wanted to feel at that dance and therefore dress to those feelings. When my sock line, the line that runs on top of your socks, didn't run just right, man, it upset me so much. I'm sure my mom's just cracking up about that. The butterflies that you would get when somebody looked at you, or the dopamine hit that I would get with a dance performance. Man, I loved to dance because I loved feeling the emotional part of dance connected to movement. It was all about how I felt. When I was on my own in college, my emotions didn't run me very much, or they ran me and I let them, and it wasn't such a big problem because there was only me to manage, right? But then when my husband and I got married, it caused some good problems for us, right? When we were first married, we went through some serious problems working through his rational mind, because my husband is very rational, and my emotional mind, right? Well, when my husband would come home from work, for years this happened, I would feel irate. How dare he? He's doing this on purpose. Doesn't he know that I'm making his dinner? Complete and utter disgust at his lack of propriety and being on time, or even letting me know. And oh yes, if I'm not careful, I can still go there. You know, I can still get upset, find myself reacting emotionally to those situations. And then let's talk about emotional eating. It gets put right here in the emotional mind. Emotions and feelings are driving us to the cupboard to get out that hidden stash of Cadbury eggs that I may or may not really have in my cupboard right now. And it sounds really crazy. You would think that food is supposed to be on the rational side, but it is not. Well, a lot of the times it's not. A lot of the times it's on the emotional side. So the emotional mind uses energy and deep psychological needs and feelings to guide them in life. All right, so the third mind is the wise mind. And what happens is we have on one end of the spectrum the rational mind, and on the other end of the spectrum we have the emotional mind, and in the middle we have the wise mind, where these two mesh. And on a side note, I love talking about spectrums, one end to the other end and what's in the middle. So you'll see that a lot as we go through coaching. And we want to be in this happy medium. And the happy medium in this stance, in this example, is called the wise mind. And let me tell you about how a rational mind can move towards a wise mind. So we're going to go back to my mentor. As he mentors his clients for a living, he has to be careful that he doesn't lack empathy. So as he's coaching, he has to make sure he allows emotion, or says, oh, they must be feeling sad. Okay, I need to be empathetic to that. Instead, if he wasn't playing towards his wise mind, he would just say, oh, dang it, get over it. So that's kind of where he's at. And it's a benefit for him and his coaching because he's able to detach himself from his client's problems. And he recognizes that if he's not careful, he'll lack that empathy and he'll lack a good bedside manner. So he makes it a point to affirm his clients first and then give his feedback in a rational sort of way. So he affirms their emotions and then gives feedback being rational. And this is something he says he has to work on all the time. Every time he goes into an appointment, he has to remind himself to make sure he affirms, and then he can talk about the rational side of things. He says that he also feels uncomfortable when he hugs his kids, when like they come to visit. They're all grown now, but when they come to visit and they're leaving, he says he still kind of feels uncomfortable because he has to show emotion and affection and let those work for him. And he says he's worked really hard, and he now is to the point where he does feel sad when he leaves. And to come full circle, he tells me that he can also now say that he loves his wife with full emotion, and that has deepened his life greatly and he's had a successful marriage thus far, right? Okay, so now we're going to go. So that was pulling from a wise mind or a rational mind into a wise mind. And now we're going to pull from the emotional mind down the spectrum into that wise mind. So coming back to kind of my personal example, I've had to learn how to look at things rationally. When my husband is late, instead of feeling irate and put off, I'm kind of to the point where I can say to myself and question those emotions. Wait, it's probably something he didn't have control over. If we're talking about him coming home from work, it's probably something he didn't have control over. Maybe something happened at work. Maybe somebody had his work truck and he didn't have a way to get home. What about like me saying to myself, I know he loves me and he doesn't want to hurt me on purpose. So obviously, or apparently because of this rationality playing with my emotions, he's not doing this to hurt me, to cause that emotion. All right, now let's talk about the emotional eating, pulling that into a rational mind. So when I head to what I call the carb cupboard to eat my emotions, I have to ask myself, what are you feeling, Clarissa? What do you know you should do? Is there any way to balance these two things? So instead of having 12 cookies, leftovers from Sunday's dessert, I will eat something with protein and veggies and make sure that, you know, that rational side. Did I drink some water? I always try and drink 2 cups of water. Did I just eat a dinner? Okay, I'm going to wait 15 minutes and go distract myself by either going out for a walk or going to jump on the trampoline with my kids or going upstairs to talk to my husband. And then if I'm still feeling that in 15 minutes, I feel like then the emotions have, I've allowed the emotion of the desire, and then I am going into eating something sweet with, or going to the carb cupboard with a rational mind. Less emotions, more rationality, right? And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. I'm still working on that. But we want to be in that wise mind and that happy medium where the rationality of like, all right, I'm going to do this and this is okay and I'm not going to guilt myself over this later because those emotions aren't running my life. So every human being is born with these three minds. So we just need to tap into them and learn how to access them for our benefit, and making sure that we use our wise mind to keep a balance between the two extremes of rational and emotional. When we think without our wise mind, we are using compromise on both ends of the spectrum. So either you're taking out emotion or you're taking out being rational altogether. So when we use our wise mind, we are using our deepest aspirations to guide our actions. All right, I want to give you a tool for today. So this is your sentence. I feel this way, fill in the blank, and I know this thing, fill in the blank. So therefore, I will do this. So I'm feeling sad. And I know that it comes from, this is where I'm pulling my rational side in. So you state the feeling, then you state what the rational mind would do, and then you add those two in together in order to create what you should do via your emotions and your rational side. So I am feeling sad, and I know that eating candy is not going to help me. I'm allowing this emotion. I'm stating exactly what I feel. I'm allowing that emotion. I'm not resisting it. And I'm saying, okay, eating sugar is not going to help me. So I will do this. I'm going to go soak in the tub for 20 minutes. I'm going to go on a walk. I'm going to do a thought download and write down all the thoughts and feelings that I'm having about this certain situation. So when we find ourselves in an emotional state, we fill in that first blank of what we feel. The second one is the rational. So if you find yourself being rational, then you, without emotion, then you want to put that into the second place, and then you want to add both of those in together to create your wise mind result, okay? All right, so rational, emotional, in the middle of the spectrum creates that wise mind. And that is the area, the wise mind is where we want to live. We don't want our emotions to control us, but we don't want just our thoughts to control us too. We need to bring those together. That's our thought and our action and our feelings, which then will create the result, or the action, which then will create the result that we're looking for, right? If we think about our model. Okay. That's it for today. That's kind of what I wanted to talk about when it comes to our mind. Thank you for joining us. Our next podcast, I'm going to be talking to you about the body side of things. We're going to go over onto the body coaching side of things. Again, if you haven't done so, please subscribe to our podcast at the side of this page. Or you can also, and or, subscribe to our weekly wisdom email. You can subscribe to this on our homepage of our website right now. That might change in the future, but that is a weekly email that I send out that talks about what's going on with our business since we are a new launch, the programs that we are doing, and the new podcast episode for the week. And it's just a little extra wisdom from our extra special followers, which we hope is you. So we are working right now on getting into iTunes, but we haven't done this yet. So share the podcast via our website. And again, you can subscribe to our podcast on apps like Podcast Addict. You just type in the website address, which again is adagiofit.com/podcast. And that will pull up our podcast for you. I would love your feedback, and I would also love to start a conversation. If you have any questions about this or anything else, comment below in the show, past the show notes, and I will definitely get back to you. I would love to know if you use your wise mind this week and what happened to allow you to challenge yourself to get into a wise mind. All right, finally, if you know you want a coach or if you are considering it, you can always go to our website, adagiofit.com, and click on Coach with Me to get more information and sign up for our 8-week mind and body coaching program that we have out right now. I would love to be your coach and help you make substantial changes mentally and physically for your successful future. All right, guys, see you next week.